So look back at the calendar now, 2007. There was an important year for the U.S. economy, the year the financial crisis began and the recession right behind it. It was also a dreadful year for one of our listeners in Colorado. 2007, as a single mom, when I lost my home, my significant other left me, that was a rock-bottom year for me. I was crushed in despair and broken. The economic recession produced many stories like that, 4.6 million stories, you might say. That's the number of the so-called long-term unemployed in the United States. In some cities, that unemployment rate is over 15%, and these trends will persist. For some sectors, they will deepen, even if the outward economic numbers bounce around like the stock market is rising right now. Crime remains at its lowest level since the early 1970s in most places, but the 70s was not a happy decade for the U.S. economy. Does today look like 1975, the year I was laid off from my last factory job in Western Michigan? The 70s may be a period of disinvestment that we will see in this decade. Patrick Sharkey joins us, associate professor of sociology at New York University, the author of Stuck in Place, Urban Neighborhoods and the End of Progress Toward Racial Equality. Patrick, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What did the 2007 recession set in motion that leads you to suspect that for a lot of places in the United States, it's going to be grim for a while?
Well, the conditions were just incredibly severe. We had not only the high rates of joblessness, unemployment, but also new concentrations of poverty, meaning the poor living together in the same communities, creating extremely high poverty neighborhoods, both in the cities and in the suburbs. We then had that housing crisis, which hit as well. This is typically a recipe for the start of a period of violent crime. If there are neighborhoods that are emptying out, that are becoming blighted, along with rising concentration of poverty. And then to top it off, we're in a period where more people are now coming out of prison and moving in. And this is the first time this has been true for several decades. The people coming out of prison tend to locate in a small number of neighborhoods that are already distressed. So this is kind of a recipe for urban crisis, for a disaster in the most disadvantaged communities across the country.
What does disinvestment mean for the neighborhoods that you're most concerned about?
You know, I'm not sure if disinvestment is the best word. It is because we invest in disadvantaged communities, meaning there are resources that go into disadvantaged communities. What they go to is what's problematic. They primarily are federal resources and our state resources go toward, I'd say the largest investments are toward locking people up. And that's not an exaggeration. We spend an enormous amount of money to police and to imprison young people. And this is concentrated. You know, there's a really well-known center here in New York called the Justice Mapping Center that actually shows the expenditures that are spent block by block in New York City. And it's just astounding. So there's a tremendous amount of resources that are spent on disadvantaged neighborhoods, but it's going toward locking people up. It's not going toward investing in those families and those communities.
And would you say that those investments are actually making the gap between the wealthy and the poor wider?
I think they are. I think there are, you know, communities across the country rely on federal investment, whether it's investment in the transportation system, whether it's subsidies for home mortgages, whether it's taken for granted institutions like the schools and the police. Every community across the country relies on intense investment from states and from the federal government. And some communities don't get it. And I think urban neighborhoods across the country since the war on poverty have not received sustained consistent investment, particularly from the federal government.
Right. Well,
and this has really exacerbated inequalities across American communities.
And the federal government has a role to play here, that's for sure. Patrick Sharkey, associate professor of sociology at New York University, author of Stuck in Place, Urban Neighborhoods and the End of Progress Toward Racial Equality.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.